Paid for by friends of Josh Care.
We're about 8 away from 9 o'clock. Sitting in with us now is Jessica Peterson-White, who is running for actually re-election in the upcoming November the 6th election. You are a certain ward. Are you Ward 2? Ward 4, okay. I should know that by now.
That's okay.
I know, I think it's my ward, actually, and I don't know which one.
I am your counselor, in fact, yeah.
we see you every, the first Tuesday of every August when we do the meet and greet for
exactly.
I can't even think of the event.
For Night to Unite.
Night to Unite.
Yeah, that's you throw it. A great party.
Well, thank you. And thanks for coming in today. You
it's
are
my pleasure.
Running for re-election.
I am.
You have served... Two terms? Is how many terms?
It's a little weird because
so
I've served
half
since
one.
2012.
Okay.
So I was appointed to fill a vacancy on the council in 2012, and then there was a special election after that. So there was an election, and then I got there was a year before the next general election, and that was in 2014. And so I've served one whole term. Plus 2 years.
Plus 2 years.
And now I'm running for another term.
First of all, let's tell us about yourself.
Sure.
You and your family live in Ward 4.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. Okay. I own the independent bookstore right down the street here from the station. And my family and I live just a few blocks away. I came to Northfield from a small town in Illinois, and I came to go to Carleton in 1994, and I've pretty much stayed here ever since because I really fell in love with the community as much as I fell in love with anything else here. And so I'm a local business owner. I live here with my husband, my two kids. I have an 8-year-old and a 2.5-year-old. I've had the bookstore since 2014. I've done a number of other things in town. I served on the Rice County Board from 2004 to 2006, and now I've been on the council since 2014. And it's a real honor to serve such a lovely community.
And it's work. It's
is.
Work to do that. A lot of people don't realize, you know, how much, you've got to really stay on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the first thing. You've been on it for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're very familiar with the commitment it takes of time and resources and energy and such. So
sure.
Why run again? Are there more things yet to be done?
Well, I think there's always more to be done. I think that we have really great momentum on the Northfield City Council right now. There are just so many positive things happening, and I really did a lot of soul searching in deciding whether or not to run for another term, and ultimately decided that there's work underway here that matters so much to me that I think is really going to build the future that we all want for Northfield, and I really want to continue that work. We have a climate action plan underway. We're part of a statewide cohort of cities called the Government Alliance on Race Equity, and we're working on a race equity action plan for Northfield that I'm very excited about. We have some really amazing community volunteers that are working on that with our senior staff. Really looking at making sure that all of our city services are delivered equitably to everyone in the community, and making sure that everyone in our community feels welcome and that they have access to everything the city has to offer. I think that there are some big challenges for all communities coming down the road. The climate change is real, and we've already seen the effects of that in Northfield in terms of some big weather events and things like that. So I'm excited to continue making sure that we're doing our land use planning and engineering and, planning our local economy around what the future brings, both in terms of, hopefully we will manage to put a stop to climate change, but we're already seeing some amount of that, and so we need to plan for it and do as much as we can locally to minimize our impact.
Okay.
I'm also really interested in... just making sure that our local economy stays as rich and diverse as it is. Northfield is extremely lucky in that way. And I've served on the EDA for 2 years now. I really enjoy that work, and I'm very excited to continue it.
All right. Let's expand on a couple of things that you've mentioned there. First of all, the Race Equity Commission that you've mentioned. We had Clarice Grabow in yesterday. I always get her name wrong every time, but Clarissa was kind enough to sit in with us yesterday. She mentioned that same thing. Does Northfield have some issues there, or is it just a matter of lining up some policy and making sure that things are in place for the future?
Well, I sort of think our whole society has some issues there. You know, we live in a society that really privileges white people, and where people of European American descent have a lot of advantages, economic and social. And I think as government, we can do a lot to help minimize the disadvantages that people of color face. We can make sure that our You know, in I think in Northfield specifically, we have a growing immigrant population, and mm-hmm. I think that's a great advantage to our community. We're at a nearly 0% unemployment rate right now in Minnesota, and what that means is we need workers. So mm-hmm. I want to make sure that everyone can afford to live and work in Northfield. What I hear from local employers is that they need workers, and so I think that. You know, from a social perspective and a cultural perspective, I think our community is better when it's more diverse and when mm-hmm. we welcome and celebrate that diversity. I also think economically we're stronger when we welcome newcomers and make sure that they can make a life here for their families. So I think that there are a huge number of things that any community our size can do, like just making sure that everyone, no matter where they live, has access to city services and ensuring that... services are delivered in a way that people can access, even if they're economically or socially disadvantaged. And there are a lot of little ways to do that and some big ways, too.
Let's talk about economic development as well, because that's, growing that tax base, an important mm-hmm. thing. I think everybody can, or most people can agree on that. Mm-hmm. As far as going forward in the future, what are some of the things that the city council can do? I mean, it's one thing to, let's get some economic development. There's mm-hmm. another thing. That really, so much of that has to stem from private business.
Absolutely.
You've been a member of the EDA. Mm-hmm. What are some of the initiatives that the city can do?
Well, so some of the things that we have going on right now, mm-hmm. I've served on kind of an ad hoc committee that has been looking at the Northwest area around the hospital that's mm-hmm. mostly land owned by St. Olaf. Some of it's owned by other private entities. As folks probably have noticed, there's a new development going in out there that's going to be a pretty large senior housing facility. And so the council supported that moving forward. I supported that moving forward. I think it's a great step for our community. We have a rapidly growing population of retirees. But now what we need to do is plan for the rest of that area to ensure that we're ready to welcome additional development there that would, as you said, grow our commercial industrial tax base so that we can minimize the burden on residential taxpayers, which is what we're always trying to do. And also, make sure, and I think that grows jobs, it grows opportunities for seniors, and there are a number of different kinds of development that we could see out there. It doesn't necessarily need to be an entire development of that type, mm-hmm. but just looking at what the options are and kind of what the market might bring and balancing those things with what'll support the assets that we already have in town. And I think that's often the challenge for Northfield is that we have such a thriving downtown. I mean, I've lived here for 25 years now, and Northfield had a beautiful downtown when I came here, and now we have a dense, thriving downtown that is the envy of other communities of our size. And, I see it in my shop every day. People come to Northfield just to hang out because it's a beautiful place to be. It's a lovely place to shop. There's lots to do. And I think whatever we do in terms of development that's on the fringes of the community, we need to make sure that it is... that it's a good partner to what we already have going on in terms of all of our existing local employers, but also, these great assets that we have in terms of our city center and we have a pretty good, pretty decent infrastructure for a town our size in terms of connectivity and access. And when we look at an area as large as the one out by the hospital, it could be as much as 10% of the whole land area of the city. So mm-hmm. it could be how we decide to develop an area like that or some of the areas around the fringes of Northfield that are prime for development really can have a profound long-term impact. So I think just planning that really carefully and making sure that we have a lot of different stakeholders at the table with different perspectives and that we get advice about it from the best people.
We're talking once again with Jessica Peterson-White, who is the incumbent, who is running for re-election for the Ward 4 City Council position. It'll be on your ballot coming up next Tuesday. Jessica, let's talk about some things specific to Ward 4. I live in Ward 4, and mm-hmm. I've talked to a number of our neighbors, and we're pulling our hair out, though I haven't been successful in getting a coalition together about the train noise.
Oh, yeah.
We've got so much train transportation has increased. When I moved over to the west side, there were about 18 trains a day going through, mm-hmm. according to some city officials at that time. Yep. Now there's almost twice that much, over 30-some.
Yep.
They're loud.
They are.
Is there anything, you know, creating a no whistle zone for trains. Obviously, mm-hmm. you can't stop the traffic, mm-hmm. but the no whistle zone. Something you can do is that something that has some political legs, so to say.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I think I would challenge you to find anybody in Northfield who would not like to make that whistle mm-hmm. silent. In my time here, I've talked to one or two people who have kind of a nostalgia feeling about the train whistle, but I think the vast majority of us would love to silence the trains. Mm-hmm. And it is possible. It's something that the council hasn't taken up for several years, since before my time on the council. And at the time, I mean, it is absolutely possible to do. It's really mm-hmm. a question of whether we want to pay for it. Because what's required is to create special crossings that that can be safe for drivers and pedestrians, even without the train whistle.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to somebody about this the other day, who knows more about railroads than I do, and they were saying that they believe that there is some new technology and some new kind of planning options mm-hmm. for making those intersections safe that wouldn't maybe be quite as expensive as what's been looked at in the past. And when I say in the past, I think the last time the council looked at it was maybe 8 or 10 years ago. I would absolutely support that. I think it would be, I mean, especially as we look at, more development on the west side of the highway here, with the transit hub going in over there and some possible other development on the Q block, looking really long term. I mean, the Economic Development Authority, we just had a conversation at our retreat about really starting to look at longer term planning for the Q block. For folks who are listening and don't know what the Q block is, that's mm-hmm. the lot over on the west side of the highway that has the Quarterback Club on it. And it used to have also a Quiznos, thus mm-hmm. it is called the Q block. But
I like how that has just stuck.
Yeah. it falls trippingly off the tongue, at least. So, mm-hmm. And the EDA is really interested in that, because it's kind of a big chunk of property that's prime for redevelopment in mm-hmm. a lot of ways. And we could really create a great community asset there. We're already on the road to doing that by moving the depot and creating a transit hub there. And, you know, if we look at the EDA is looking at possibly trying to build affordable housing there or something. And if we're going to build housing there or anywhere really in the central area of Northfield, with more density of housing close to the railroad, it's going to just be more important for us to make it livable for people. So I think there's a lot of appetite. I hear that from my colleagues that people would be enthusiastic about that. I think it's just a question of getting the ball rolling and then figuring out if we can afford it.
Yeah. And for our listeners out there, there's a rule about squeaky wheels getting grease out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make some noise. Let your counselor know that is a priority for you.
Absolutely. So I really encourage people to speak up about that, because I do think, I encourage people to get in touch with me and anyone else on the council about anything that's on their mind. And I think we're all very accessible. My cell phone number is on the city website. If anybody wants to talk to me, it's easy to get a hold of me. But it really does make a difference to us to hear kind of just what people's priorities are, even if you don't have a bee in your bonnet about something exactly, but you just think, oh, that's something that would really make my life better. It's really useful to hear about it. And certainly getting your neighbors together, as you're looking at, Jeff, would be very helpful. There's nothing like a good grassroots movement to get us to move.
We have about 1 minute left. Anything else you'd like to say about your candidacy and why people should vote Jessica Peterson White next Tuesday?
Well, I think that I've shown in my 6 years on the council so far that, I can really build relationships with a lot of different people, that I'm very accessible and receptive to hearing from constituents, and that, you know, I don't run with any particular personal agenda. I just really feel like this is a good way that I can serve. I try to be receptive to what the community needs from day to day and really keep my finger on that pulse. We have a lot of work underway that's very exciting, that I think is really going to build an extremely healthy and exciting future for Northfield. And I very much hope to continue that work. So I hope to hear from anyone who's listening if they have questions for me, and certainly hope to earn your vote on November 6th.
All right. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Jessica Peterson White, once again a candidate for Ward 4 City Council. We'll be talking tomorrow with her opponent, John Dennison. That's coming up at this time tomorrow, so keep it tuned right here to AM 1080, FM 95.1, KYMN, Northfield.